Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
I'm a little disappointed in the Duke Blue Devils, I'm not going to lie.
Can I do a flashback imitation or a sound bite from last week? You ready?
Go ahead.
Who is this, listening audience? The Duke Blue Devils, they're fixing to kick it into high gear. Michigan State, they can't stay on the court with Duke. It's not even going to be a close game. Duke's going to kick it into high gear, and they're going to go on and win a national championship. Michigan State get blown off the court. Who said that, folks? That is your host, Jason Bishop. That is what he said last Saturday as we were getting ready to sign off the air. What do you have to say about that?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
We'll go ahead and get our Twitter questions of the week out of the way so that we can put up new questions as we go. So the question, one of the questions from last week, how many games does Josh Donaldson need to play to earn $23 million? Your options were less than 100, 120, 150, or all 162. 67% of our listening audience says 150 games.
I think that's fair. $23 million, you got to be able to go out 150 times a year. You got, I mean, that's like getting a week off, what, maybe a couple of days off a month during baseball season. That means you're not on the disabled list.
One thing I'll say about Josh Donaldson, I've been very disappointed in watching him swing the bat to this point, but boy, can he play some third base.
He can play some third base.
Man, he's good.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Duke Blue Devils.
Well, wait a minute now. I got to do the other question.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you trust North Carolina in the NCAA tournament? And our listening audience actually split the vote on that 50-50.
I trusted them. And when they went down, I basically balled up my bracket and threw it in the trash. That was it. I was done.
Two of my Final Four teams are still playing. They are in the Final Four. I got it half right.
No. You, yeah, okay. Let's hear this. This ought to be gold right here.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Let's hear it.
My Final Four, I had Duke, missed that one.
Right.
Texas Tech, nailed it.
Right.
Virginia, got it.
I come back to Virginia.
And I had Kentucky, missed that one.
Missed that one. Kentucky-Auburn was a good game. Here's my co-host last week. Here's another soundbite from last week. I have Virginia to pick to go to the Final Four, but they're going to lose to Purdue today. That's another quote from last week. See, you got to be careful what you say over these airwaves.
You're misquoting me.
I'm not misquoting you. That's what you said.
No, you're misquoting me because what I said was that I had not intended for Virginia and Purdue to meet in the Elite Eight, that
okay.
I didn't have that game on my bracket.
Right.
And that since Virginia was playing Purdue, I actually could see Purdue getting by Virginia. But in my bracket, I had Virginia in the Final Four. That's what I said.
No, you said you didn't foresee Purdue and Virginia in your bracket. But I've got Virginia picked to go to the Final Four, and I'm still going to pick them to go to Final Four, but I think Purdue's going to win the basketball game.
And if Purdue had won that basketball game, I would tell you that I picked Purdue.
Exactly. I'm just saying, let's get back to Duke. You were on here. You were the biggest Coach K Kool-Aid drinker. You were carrying the water pail for Duke all tournament. You were even quoted prior in the season that nobody's going to beat Duke. They're going to blow everybody out. Zion came out of his shoes, and then they lost a couple of games to Carolina. Bounced back, beat Carolina in the ACC tournament, and Duke was going to win the national championship. And you should not have come on the air last week touting Duke to blow out Michigan State. Here's what I said about that game.
Uh-huh.
I said, I have Duke getting past that game, but don't be surprised if it's going to be, I said, it's going to be a close game. Don't be surprised if Michigan State wins, go back and play the tape. But I'm picking Duke to survive and just advance by a hair.
Well, you can actually still hear that show because it's streaming still currently at the SouthernSportsEdition.com. So if you want to hear what Kip actually said.
Here's a Twitter question.
Go listen to the show.
Here's a Twitter question. Who is the biggest spin doctor on this show? Jason Bishop or Kip Branch?
We'll have that momentarily up on the Twitter question of the week. Who is the biggest spin doctor on this show? You can vote on that at Bishop_show at Twitter. So we will have that up momentarily when we go to break. I'll get it up. Who's the biggest spin doctor on this show? And dramatically, the answer should be Kip Branch. The over under the lines for the Final Four: Michigan State is a 3-point favorite over Texas Tech, and a 5.5-point favorite is Virginia over Auburn.
If Michigan State wins the Final Four, wins the national championship, does Tom Izzo retire?
Why should he?
Does he go out on top? He's been around a long time. And if they win a national championship, I don't see them winning another one anytime soon. Mm. I mean, they got like an 18, 19-year gap between the last one.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't think they're going to beat Texas Tech. I don't think it's going to matter.
Texas Tech's a good – they play some good defense, man. They're a good basketball team.
I think it's going to be Texas Tech and Virginia for the national championship.
I think it's going to be Michigan State and Virginia. I know it's going to make some of my Auburn friends mad, but Auburn can't keep making threes at the rate they're making. Virginia's a good defensive team. That's going to be a good matchup to watch tonight, Virginia and Auburn.
Before you write off Auburn, do not forget that they have taken the path of beating Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
That's
blue bloods
to get
to the Final Four. That's a
who's who list of college basketball, and they've done it. And that raises the question, do they still have enough gas in the tank to get on through this thing?
They do have some injuries that they are trying to work through. And, of course, there's some type of bug, I guess, that's working its way through their camp. So that doesn't bode well for them.
I mean, they sure made Roy Williams have a bug a couple of weeks ago when they were raining all those threes in on North Carolina.
If you're a betting man like I am, as I said, Michigan State, a 3-point favorite, pick Texas Tech. You'll keep your money and win some if you take Texas Tech in that game, because they will win. And Virginia, Auburn, certainly take Virginia in the points.
Wouldn't it be something if Virginia, number one seed in the tournament in 2018, they go out to a 16 seed, they persevere, rally the troops, and come back in 2019 and win a national championship. Wouldn't that be something when everybody pretty much had them as the first number one seed going out of the tournament?
And let's not forget that in the first round against another 16 seed,
struggled.
They were down by 14 points to Gardner-Webb in the first round, another 16 seed that almost knocked them out again. But, well, I say almost. Virginia did rebound and end up winning that game.
Who'd
going
Virginia
away.
Virginia beat to get here?
Virginia has beaten Gardner-Webb, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Purdue.
That'd be some good teams. I mean, Oklahoma's second-round matchup. That was a tough matchup after.
Well, I thought Oklahoma might win that game, but I did pick Virginia to beat them.
Everybody, you know, nobody was really confident in Virginia. So it's
obviously Jason Bishop was, because Jason Bishop has Virginia in his championship game on his bracket. I've got it written here in pen. It's I did this bracket before this tournament started. Look at how scratched up it is. See how scratched up that is? That's someone that did this bracket before the tournament. Just telling you the truth.
Okay.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection. And if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and positions, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Glenn Academy Red Terror 2019 football schedule was recently released, and here is what that schedule looks like. Glenn will scrimmage Valdosta on August the 9th at Glenn County Stadium. The Red Terriers will host Washington High, Wayne, Ware, Camden, Brunswick, and Bradwell. Glenn will take to the road against Fort Dorchester, Groves, Richmond Hill, and Effingham. The Terriers will be looking for their fifth consecutive region championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, come with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Man, it's always good to have some Run DMC coming back from the break, coming on the air. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The Lakers will rest LeBron for the rest of the season. Good call. No reason to risk injury to the best player on the planet. I told you Julio Tehran was an ace. The AAF has folded. Vince McMahon wins again. Ronald Acuna, 8 years, $100 million, and the Braves got a steal. Does anyone really think that lifetime contract means anything to John Calipari? Kyler Murray, not Drew Brees. Can we please stop with that? The Cubs, Red Sox, and Yankees all have payrolls combined over $600 million. I guess $600 million doesn't go as far as it used to. Braves bullpen, dumpster fire.
Yes.
Major League Baseball's newest AAA affiliate, the Miami Marlins. One thing is for sure, Nike will not land a sneaker contract with Zion Williamson. Maybe big baller. The Florida Gators have announced that Felipe Franks will once again be their starting quarterback this season. Hashtag Heisman.
Hooray.
And these are my thoughts.
That's best news I heard this past week is Felipe Franks named the starter for the 2019 Gators.
I'll turn my mic on. Let's go ahead and put that up on one of the Twitter questions of the week. Will Felipe Franks win the Heisman Trophy?
Will he be starting in October? It should be the question.
That will be up momentarily on Twitter. Bishop_show. Will Felipe Franks win the Heisman?
Or will he be starting in October? We'll have to make it a two-part question. Got to give the listeners options, man. Will he still be starting in October, or will he win the Heisman?
He'll still be starting in October because they have no one else. That's why he's starting at all.
Dan Mullen, he's supposedly a quarterback guru.
And Felipe Franks, you can make an argument, might be the second or third best quarterback in the SEC this season.
Ouch.
Can you not make that argument?
I mean, I haven't really dove down into it and looked at it, but, I mean, I'm just not going to take it from you because you're wrong a lot. So I'll have to do my own research.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure that you can stream this show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. If you're listening to us on the airwaves, you can also watch us on Facebook Live. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch is brought to you by Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia C. Grill.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The Atlanta Braves are 4-3. The first time they've been over 500 in the young season, and they've won four in a row after looking pitiful against the Phillies to open the year.
They didn't look good against the Phillies, but once they came back to the friendly confines of SunTrust Park, they have been ripping the cover off the baseball. Nick Markakis is on fire. He's killing the ball right now.
He's hitting over 300 now after the 5-for-5 that he had just the other night. I tell you what was really, really encouraging to me was Max Fried a couple of nights ago and what he did as we continue to wait for these young starters to get their act together and show the promise that everyone keeps telling us they have. Max Fried seems to have, at least for now, done that the other night. 88 pitches, 6 innings, 1 hit, no runs.
Man, that's a great start. Julio Teheran, 0-1, 2 starts, a loss, and a no decision.
I think actually, I'll look this up here in a second. I think Julio has 2 no decisions. I think that he left the game with Philadelphia with the lead.
I thought they were losing. 3-1 when he got pulled against Philly.
Oh, you know what? You were right.
Yeah, so.
You're right about that. I forgot.
But is it just me, or has the Braves lineup just taken off since Johan Camargo's been inserted in the starting lineup?
Well, he started that one game, and that's the only game that he started.
He needs to be in there full time.
Josh Donaldson's playing really good defensive third base.
I'm talking about in the outfield. I'm not talking about – we had talked in the offseason about putting him in one of the outfield slots. And I don't know. I think he swings the bat a little bit better than Inciarte, but maybe that's just me.
Who's going to bat leadoff?
If I had my choice, I'd put Acuna at the leadoff spot. But
I'd go Albies. If you're going to take Inciarte out, I'd put Albies in as well.
Man, we're talking about – did you not remember the magic last year when Acuna was in the leadoff spot for this baseball team?
I also know that Ronald Acuna hitting fourth with the numbers that he put up out of the leadoff spot is even more deadly.
I mean, he's not
– he's got runners on base.
He hit a 2-run homer last night that got things going for the Braves. I just like him in the leadoff spot. He's just like a Ricky Henderson.
Right now, Acuna's hitting 167, and Inciarte is hitting 241. 231.
231. I mean, you think Inciarte is going to have a higher batting average than Ronald Acuna when June gets here? I don't.
I'm debating. No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Not at all.
No, I don't. I think Ronald Acuña is going to hit 290-ish. And I think Inciarte is going to end up around 280-ish.
We'll see. Kevin Gausman last night, seven
great.
Scoreless innings. I mean, he started the season on the DL. I guess his arm was, you know, a little bit tired. But yet he comes out last night and looks like a Cy Young candidate. He looked good.
The Braves starting rotation, as of right now, they sent down Bryce Wilson to make room for A.J. Minter, who's now back in the bullpen. And then Shane Curl got sent down yesterday to make room for Gausman. They're going to have Fultonavich back in a couple of weeks as well. Kyle Wright, I believe, is going to get the ball, look that up to make sure, tonight. And he really, really, really needs to have a good start, because if he doesn't, he might be the odd man out.
He could be. So, you know, until you get established in this league, when you're trying to make the big club, a lot of, especially as a pitcher, you might get one or two starts, and that's it. And if you don't make the most of it, you get sent down and you bounce back and forth. Who's the guy? I can't think of his name right now, man. That constantly got sent down by the Braves.
Oh, Matt Whistler.
Whistler, yeah. Is he even with the team anymore?
He's in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Is he in their rotation?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll look that up during the break as well, with the other 300 million things you've given me to look up.
He's got a good arm, but he just needed, you know, players like him just need a start every 4 or 5 days.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Answer Kip's questions before we went to break. Matt Whistler is not in the Cincinnati Reds rotation. In fact, he's not even with the Cincinnati Reds. They have released him. The San Diego Padres picked him up and just called him up from AAA to their long relief role yesterday.
That's a good place for him. I mean, that's a good upcoming team. You know, they just signed Machado to the big long-term deal. Padres, if you looked at the standings, they're right there behind the Dodgers. In the NL West.
And the probable pitcher for tonight, of course, Kip asked me. I'm basically Kip's Googler. Yeah, he's such a big shark. He's such a big shark here and big star.
I have to be his Googler.
Kyle Wright will pitch tonight for the Atlanta Braves. And now, since we're talking about Kip Branch being the star, this is his butt hurt segment, which has become very popular. the show where Kip Branch just kind of hijacks everything, does what he wants. Well, pretty much the whole show.
It's interactive,
hijacks,
man.
Everything.
The butt hurt segment. Is interactive. You join in.
The segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Guys, make sure you get your Mother's Day right. Your mom was the first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. In historic downtown Brunswick, CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All right. So now, remember now, you can stream the show on demand, TheSouthernSportsEdition.com 24/7. If you're listening to us on the radio waves, you can watch us also on Facebook Live. And now Kip's butthurt segment.
Got a tie for number five this week, Jason. First one checking in this week is the AAF fan base.
There was a fan base?
Hey, it was popular for a few. I mean, people were excited about it first couple of weeks, and it just faded away.
Okay.
And so, you know, Steve Spurrier, he's hurt this week on the golf course, talking about we should have won a championship. They should send us a trophy. So, obviously, there's some people butthurt about it.
You know who's the biggest winner out of all of that with the AAF? You know who wins the biggest out of that?
Who's that?
What is your name?
I told you!
It doesn't matter what your name is!
That company.
WrestleMania tomorrow night. Yep, the WWE. Also tied for number five.
Wait. I just want to throw this out there before you continue.
Okay.
I want to see CM Punk come back.
I do too. He was very good in the ring, and he was even better on the mic.
He's actually, there are conversations going on. That's why I'm throwing that out.
Oh, that'd be great.
Go ahead.
Tied for fifth, the UConn women's basketball team. They're not the kings anymore in women's college basketball.
Or queens.
Queens, whatever you want to call them. Geno. Geno has been kicked off his high perch. Notre Dame owns them now in women's basketball. Notre Dame knocks UConn women out of the Final Four last night, 81-76, and they've done it now a couple of years in a row. UConn no longer the queens of the college basketball women's division. And I'm, for one, pleased with that. Number four, Jason.
Wait, were there two number fives? You said AAF.
Yeah, and UConn.
So there was a tie for number five.
Yeah,
okay.
There was a tie. Number four, off to a fabulous 2-7 start, the defending world champions, Boston Red Sox. Wow, what has happened to them so far in this baseball season? They've gotten off to a rocky start. What do you think?
Not good.
Not good. I mean, they're letting fly balls drop in between outfielders. And
pitching.
Pitching's not been good.
That's what it always comes down to.
Just been, when they played the A's, has just had a, just feasted on Red Sox pitching for the first part of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They have.
Chris Sale? Chris what? Chris
yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah, he got hammered on opening day. Didn't look good in the second start either.
0-2, I think his ERA's around 6.
It's high. Checking in at number three, with a fabulous 1-6 start, fresh off a sweep by the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago Cubs.
They've looked great, too.
They look like one of the most uninspired teams in baseball right now. They look like they're just going through the motions, and they don't look very good at all.
Well, I mean,
they're a World Series contender, Jason.
Well, cut them some slack. You're down in Florida, and then you have to leave Florida to come to Chicago.
Man, Chicago's a great city.
Florida weather, Chicago weather.
I mean, 1-6.
They weren't ready to leave Florida.
1-6. Number two, Kentucky basketball. You lose to SEC rival Auburn with a chance for the Final Four to go to Final Four. Kentucky considers themselves a blue blood. Kentucky has got an Alabama football mentality during basketball season. They're arrogant. They think that they are entitled. And Auburn kicked them to the curb. My wife had Kentucky picked to win the national championship. That's why I put them on the butthurt list this week. She was butthurt, too, because her bracket got messed up.
Who'd you have to win the national championship?
That's not important.
Oh. Okay.
I had North Carolina, by the way.
They've long been out.
Yeah, Auburn put them out, too.
Okay.
But Kentucky is on the butthurt list this week, checking in at number two with 97 McDonald's All-Americans on the roster. They just seem to underachieve the last few years. Number one, and you know who this is even before I say it, on the butthurt list this week, the Duke Blue Devils. Mm. All that trash Blue Devil Nation's been talking about Zion this, Zion's back. We going to do this. We going to do that. No, what you going to be doing is sitting on the couch eating popcorn around 6 o'clock tonight watching the Final Four is what you're going to be doing, Blue Devil Nation, even if you can bring yourself to turn it on the TV tonight.
Maybe they'll invite the North Carolina Tar Heel basketball team over with them.
I mean, or they can go to Carolina's place because Carolina beat them 2 out of 3 this year.
Well, they might go to North Carolina's place because I'm sure that probably Carolina's place is in better shape to host company since they've been out of the tournament longer.
Yeah, so Duke, we're going to do this. Jason Bishop, Duke's the best team in college basketball. They're going to do that. They're going to blow out Michigan State. They're going to blah, 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 blah. Number one on the butthurt list. Jason Bishop's Duke Blue Devils this week. And there you have it, folks.
Can we just go to break? Can we just go?
Go.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and positions, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Glenn Academy Red Terror 2019 football schedule was recently released, and here is what that schedule looks like. Glenn will scrimmage Valdosta on August the 9th at Glenn County Stadium. The Red Terrors will host Washington High, Wayne, Ware, Camden, Brunswick, and Bradwell. Glenn will take to the road against Fort Dorchester, Groves, Richmond Hill, and Effingham. The Terrors will be looking for their fifth consecutive region championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Srixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Yeah. You can play that tonight. Super Mario Brothers, while the Final Four is going on, since your Duke Blue Devils won't be there. There you go. That's what you can do tonight, Jason. You can break out the old PlayStation. And you can play whatever it is you millennials play on the computer.
I don't understand why you're so bitter today.
I'm not bitter today. I went through my budget.
Did you have a bad morning, Kip? No. Did you miss your coffee?
No, I didn't miss my coffee. I mean,
you've just been so bitter today.
I've been bitter. No, just not
stay
me.
Stay positive, man.
I am positive.
You just got to be positive.
I am.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Fox's Pizza and by Farm Bureau Insurance.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more, so stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester Street and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 and call ahead. Orders online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
All right, so you and I both at some point have been big wrestling fans, and of course the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania.
It's this weekend.
Yeah, we don't, you know, typically we don't really talk wrestling on this show, but we're at least going to give you the card for WrestleMania because we're making, and the reason we're doing this is because we're trying to emphasize to you how awful the WWE has become. This is their biggest pay-per-view of the year, and these are the matches that you're going to be watching. Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese.
Who is that?
Raw Tag Team Championship, The Revival versus Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins.
Okay.
SmackDown Tag Team Championship, The Usos, I know them, versus Ricochet and Aleister Black, versus The Bar, versus Rusev and Shinsuke Nakamura. What?
Okay.
Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. That might be a good match.
Kurt's 96.
Baron. Okay. The Miz versus Shane McMahon. Falls Count Anywhere.
I kind of like that. I like The Miz, and Shane turned on him not too long ago, so this is going to be a grudge match.
Women's Tag Team Championship match, Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Beth Phoenix and Natalya versus Nia Jax and Tamina Suka versus the
Ilconics.
See, that's when you're hosting a WrestleMania party. When that match comes on, that's when you mingle with your guests and make sure that all their needs are being met.
United States Championship match, Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio. Can we do 90s, please?
Oh, wow.
Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio?
What time?
How old are they?
It's 2:30. I fell asleep at 9. I missed it.
Intercontinental Championship match. This might not be too bad. Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor. No?
No, I'm not a big...
No Holds Barred, Triple H versus Batista.
That's the one I'd like to see.
Triple H's career on the line. I thought Triple H stopped wrestling years ago.
Oh, he's married to Stephanie, and he's pretty much running the company now. So they used to be part of Evolution, Batista and Triple H. So this should be a good match. I think this will be a good one. One of the better matches of the night.
Speaking of Evolution, Randy Orton versus AJ Styles. That will be a good one.
That's going to be a good one. Want to see somebody get RKO'd.
Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Nap time.
Yes.
WWE Championship, Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston. I will go ahead and tell you that will end up being the best match of the night.
Okay. Whatever. I'm not a big Daniel Bryan fan. Yes. Gets on my nerves.
I love it. Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. Snore.
Seth is actually good in the ring, but, Brock's not that good in the ring, but Seth will probably carry that match.
And for the first time in WWE history, the main event will be women headlining the main event, Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch, and I think that's for the women's championship.
And I'll give, and you already know who's going to win. You know who's going to win that match.
They have to do it because she's a moneymaker.
She is a big moneymaker, and she's getting better in the ring, actually, and she's starting to do pretty good.
I think she's awful. As a wrestler, I think she's terrible on the mic. I think she's awful in the ring. I think she's very rigid. She doesn't really flow.
Well, she's getting there.
But she's got name recognition that makes them a lot of money. They sell a lot of T-shirts with her name on it.
I like Rhonda.
Okay.
She's she ran out of gas in mixed martial arts, but she's going to be pretty good in the WWE. She's going to have a nice career there.
I'll take Texas Tech over Michigan State tonight, and I will take Virginia over Auburn in the Final Four.
I'll take Virginia, and I'll take Michigan State, and I'll take Virginia to win it all.
I'm going to take Virginia to win it all as well. We at least agree on that. So over down in, or I guess where we are, that would be up.
Right.
Up in Glynn County, the Glynn Academy Red Terriers have been very successful under the tutelage and coaching prowess of Rocky Hidalgo. Rocky Hidalgo is now being recruited, I guess, or maybe even sashayed to take a job with a bigger program, and we'll see what happens. We should know by the beginning of next week whether Rocky Hidalgo will move on or stay with the Glynn Academy Red Terriers. And I'll be honest with you, if Rocky leaves Glynn, I'm not really sure where that puts the Glynn program.
He is the man. He's really built that program into a well-respected program around the state of Georgia.
And this, by the way, let me just throw this out there so we don't get in trouble. This is rumored.
Rumored. Yeah, this is rumored.
We're not reporting factual stuff. We're reporting rumors.
Yeah. So, when you have good coaches in a system, they're going to get recruited. So the thing that you do to keep good coaches from leaving is up your compensation scales. And I'll say this, it's probably going to be controversial, Jason. But the head coaching supplements.
As if you don't get me in enough trouble.
The head coaching supplements in the Glynn County school system for head football coaches, $16,500. That's the head coaching supplements for both head coaches in the system. Did you know that programs like, and Brunswick has a 6A program, Jason. That's the second highest classification. Glynn's a 6A program. Second highest classification in the state of Georgia. Okay? You shouldn't have AAA programs like Pierce County with a higher head coaching supplement than two 6A high schools in Glynn County.
Wait, what? Are you telling me that there's a AAA school that's paying supplements more than two 6A schools?
And a 5A school in Ware County. Yeah, both of them, and the list keeps growing. So we got to get more competitive with some of our coaching scales in Glynn County. And I know it's probably going to be a controversial topic, but the facts are the facts. We got to get more competitive.
Let me argue something with you for a minute, just to put yourself in another mind frame. You want to argue about money and how much coaches should be paid. Here's the bottom line. Rocky Hidalgo has taken an average Glynn Academy program and turned them into a state title contender every single year that he's been there.
Correct.
And even with that, for the last 5 years, when the playoffs roll around and Glynn Academy's playing at home, and I walk out on that field and there are literally maybe 500 people in the stands for a Valdosta Glynn playoff matchup at home, you got no excuse, Glynn County. No excuse, Red Terror fans.
You know the
You want to hold on to your coach? Support him. He does coaches shows, two different entities, including Bishop Media, and you don't come out to support him at the coaches show. There might be two people in the whole crowd there for the coaches show, and now you want to complain that a bigger dog has come knocking at the door and he might leave. Well, you're just as much to blame because you didn't go to the games and you didn't go to the coaches' shows. It's my soapbox.
I ran the numbers, Jason. You know the average attendance for a Glynn Academy home game last year? 930.
That's ridiculous.
That was the average attendance. And Rocky Hidalgo is a great coach, and he's done a lot of great things. I don't want to see him go, but you're right. There's plenty of blame to go around if he does leave. And it starts with the pay scale, and it starts with fan support.
Sure. Yep. I just don't like hearing the Red Terror fan base throwing all the blame at the administration when you weren't there to support the man anyway.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers at CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Are in third place in the NL East, 4-3. Phillies are in first with one loss. The Mets are in second with two losses.
The Braves, though, after that first weekend against the Phillies, they're really starting to swing the bats right now and looking good. If these young arms can gel, there's enough firepower in that lineup. Braves can do some damage now.
When we started to do this show, even long before Kip stepped into the arena with me, one of the things that I promised our listeners is that we would be honest and tell the truth. And even sometimes if the truth hurts some feelings for some people that we may or may not know, well, sometimes that happens. And I think last segment that may have happened, but we told you the truth, and that's the bottom line. And so now we're going to move on. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch brought to you by Pristine Water and by Molina's Landscape.
That yard getting out of control? Well, you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood. Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Neary and his staff a call at 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Don't forget about our Twitter questions of the week. You can find those, obviously, at Twitter, and then Bishop_show, and those questions are, who is the biggest spin doctor on this show, Jason Bishop or Kip Branch?
Mm.
And will the Florida Gators, Felipe Franks, win the college football Heisman Trophy?
No, he will not. I'm pretty confident of that.
How confident are you?
Very. I'd give up both my kidneys. I put both my kidneys
wouldn't.
On the line. Yeah.
Be careful what you say, Kip.
Felipe Franks is not winning the Heisman Trophy. And whoever thinks that's out there in radio land, make an appointment with your local physician because you have some mental health issues.
Dan Mullen's the coach. He's a very good offensive coach. Felipe Franks was a four-star coming out of high school. He's got a lot of talent. It's just always the problem is bad decision-making. If he can get rid of the bad decision-making, got a lot of playmakers down there in Gainesville, too.
Who?
The Florida Gators do.
Where? On offense?
Yes.
I think Florida's better on defense than they are on offense.
I'm not arguing that. I'm saying there are playmakers there, and now Dan Mullen's had another year of that first year to get things under his belt. I think Felipe Franks is going to be better than what you think. I still don't think he's going to be good, but he could win the Heisman.
He could win the Heisman. Did Dak Prescott win the Heisman?
No.
Felipe Franks isn't. Okay.
The NBA,
next. Yeah.
The NBA players are set to start, and there just feels like I don't know about you, but there feels like there's going to be a big void, a big gap to fill this NBA offseason or this NBA playoff season. Not having LeBron in the playoffs just feels weird.
Wait. That can't be true. Jason, that can't be true. Not with you and all the purple Kool-Aid drinkers out there just week after week after week putting the Lakers in the finals. I mean, who they matched up with in the first round again?
Lay's potato chips.
Oh, they're like Duke. They're at home on the couch with the popcorn.
You couldn't resist the shot, could you?
They're the Lakers and Duke. Yeah. Maybe LeBron can have a watch party and bring Zion over.
You're one of those people that wait for people. You know, you kick them when they're down.
I'm not kicking anything.
You kick them when they're down.
I mean, maybe LeBron can have a watch party in L.A. because, you know, Zion, he may be going in the NBA draft.
Okay.
Who knows? Have a, you know, they can eat popcorn together. Watch basketball. I mean, don't you like watching basketball on TV? Because from here to next fall, that's what LeBron's going to be doing. He's going to be watching basketball on TV.
The Golden State Warriors are the number one seed currently in the Western Conference. It's them, the Nuggets at 2, Rockets, Trailblazers, Jazz, Clippers, Thunder, Spurs currently. And those will be your 8 playoff teams. Warriors and Spurs in the first round, Nuggets, Thunder, Rockets, Clippers, and Blazers, Jazz will be your Western Conference matchups.
I didn't hear the word Laker. I didn't hear Lakers. Where are they?
In the Eastern Conference, the Bucks, Raptors, Sixers, Celtics, Pacers, Magic, Nets, and Pistons. The Heat still have a chance to get in, as well as the Hornets, but it's either going to be the Heat or the Pistons. And so the Bucks will play the Heat or the Pistons, Raptors, Nets, Sixers, Magic, Celtics, Pacers. That Celtics-Pacers series will be epic.
I had somebody tell me last night, and I'm not going to mention his name, Scott Spence. Oh, it slipped out.
Yeah.
We was listening to some live music in downtown Brunswick last night, and he was telling me that nobody in the East can beat the Celtics in 7 games. If it goes 7 games, nobody in the East can beat the Celtics. I think the Bucks are the best team in the East.
So does the record.
I think they probably will come out of the East. I think the only team in the East with a shot to maybe beat the Bucks might be the Celtics, might be the Sixers, but the Pacers, nah. Who's number 2? The Raptors, definitely not.
Let me say this. If the Raptors find themselves in the NBA Finals against the Warriors, the Raptors will win.
Okay. All right.
Write that down.
Man, I've written so much stuff from you down. I mean, write this down. Duke, write this down. Lakers, write this down. Central Florida, write this down. Write this down. Write this down. I mean, come on, man.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1 X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick.
No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.